Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired, where we talk about internet stuff and things. TDLR, you know, Internet of Things, whatnot. TV, books, comic books, technology. Yeah. If you want to support us and keep our beautiful voices talking to you, you can support us on our Patreon at, what is it, Bill?
Patreon.com/GeeksWired.
All right, there
you
go.
Or link in the show notes.
Or yeah, you can also go to the show notes and look at and click on that link and then give us, like, support us if you want to. And if you give us, how much do you, what are the tiers again?
We have the dollar tier, which gets you into the Discord chat.
Ooh.
And then we have the $5 tier, which gets you the into the Discord chat.
The $1 one doesn't do that?
No, the $1 one does too, but so does the $5
one. Oh, fair enough.
So you get us one, no, and the $5 one, also you get the podcast early.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes. I was going to say, like, no, you can give us a dollar, you get the same results. No. One, the $5 one does get you a little bit more stuff.
And you get our gratification?
Eternal gratification.
Eternal
gratitude.
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 I don't know. My words got confused, but.
Gratification. Yeah.
Also, if you would like to talk to us, you can call us at 801-896-4335.
Or 801-896-GEEK.
Yeah, that. And, yeah, you can talk to us and we'll answer your questions. And
or you can email us.
Or you can email us at...
It's all on you.
I don't remember the email.
It's right there.
Is it? Oh, hey, look. you can email us at geeksarewired@gmail.com.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. Oh, and on this podcast, today we have myself, Anthony. Hi.
Hi, Anthony.
And hi, Anthony.
So shallow.
And then we have Billiam.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Bill. And we are also joined by Anna.
Hi.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
And finally, but not least, last but not least, we have Theodore.
The Odor E,
my bad.
Or Ted. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're done.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Ted.
that was two episodes ago.
I forgot.
Yeah, it was.
I haven't been on.
Oh, don't worry.
I've been playing with my Arduino.
All right. So.
Arduinos. Anything
Arduino.
Fun with your Arduino?
I'm gonna make the elevator tell us where it is.
Ooh.
Yes, with an ultrasonic sensor.
Do you lose sight of your elevator? Like, do you lose it at times?
Yeah, sometimes it's on the third floor, sometimes it's on the first floor.
Oh, so it's you know where it is at least. You just don't know, like.
Actually, he would
it's
know
between
where it is.
Well, I mean, it's in some known place. It's not lost is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, technically, if you zoom out far enough, you know where everything and everybody is.
With good enough resolution, yeah.
Well, not even with good enough resolution. Pretty sure they're in the Milky Way or in the current solar system.
Galaxy, yep. Universe.
Yeah. I mean, you just keep going out. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Intergalactic dimension.
Intergalactic planetary.
Planetary intergalactic.
Uh-huh. Space is fun.
Space! All right, what's first on the chopping block?
MoviePass is fun.
Oh, we could do that.
MoviePass?
Let's do
I've
that.
Been obsessed with MoviePass all day. We might as well talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, whatever.
Too. So, last week I lost the $30. This week, Ted is up 7.
Yeah?
Stock-wise, yeah.
But that's just today.
Yeah.
I just bought it today, so.
I don't know. It might keep going up if they if they stop announcing changes.
I'm banking on it. That's why I spent $60 worth of stock. And when Anna heard that, she went, "You what?"
Did she slap you?
She doesn't hit me.
I'm surprised.
Did she metaphorically slap you?
Nope.
Okay.
She just had like big eyes like he did, huh? So.
He did what? Yeah. Oh, they have two now.
Actually, they're getting rid of the $7.
I was going to say.
I was seeing if they updated their
they
stuff
haven't.
On their website.
No, they haven't. Even the... That's weird. Well, that you could get them on that.
But I saw an opportunity because their stock... I read that their stock was tanking and it was down to like 10 cents. And when I got on there, it was down to like 6.5 cents. So I'm like, what the heck? And signed up for Robinhood and bought me some stocks. And since then, it's gone up to 7 cents. Yeah, buddy. So that's my story.
Yeah, it'll probably go up and down from there. But maybe it'll just go up.
There's only one way to not be for sure.
And wait, that is ride the train or the roller coaster that is stocks.
The game of stock prices.
Stock pricing.
Ted's playing this game much better than I did.
Well, okay. But you were up to like...
You had a lot at one point.
$80 at one point.
Well, they would give me both my pieces of stock at the same time.
Yeah.
But if I could have sold, I guess that wouldn't have been terrible.
Yeah, so I don't remember. Did we talk about the changes that they were announcing last week on the last podcast? I don't remember. Okay.
Yeah, no, we have talked about MoviePass for like the last, I think, month.
Because they keep changing stuff. Anyways, surprise, more changes.
Yay!
They backpedaled on some of their stuff. I'm guessing after a bunch of people canceled.
Yeah, which is also the other reason why Ted is making money, because people are starting to be less annoyed at them.
Yeah.
Well... And I figure, like, there's going to be the people that are just flighty, and they're like, nope, I'm out. And then...
That was a lot of people.
There'll be the people that it's like, okay, well, let's see what this is going to. And it's still an okay deal. I mean, basically 3 movies for the price of 1 a month, and you get discounts on it, and, you know, it's like a coupon book.
Well, if you go past those 3
between
$2
and $5... discounts on movie tickets.
So, big thing was they're still doing the blackouts for... They're kind of still doing blackouts for the movies.
I think they were
they're not super...
To do
no?
That.
No. Based on the last thing I read, they're still doing it. They're just not clear on how that's done.
So, it's... Yeah. It's going to vary from movie to movie.
Yeah.
Not, it's going to be even more questionable than their upcharge was...
The surge pricing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Surge pricing is going away, though.
Yeah, surge pricing going away. So you get 3 movies for the $9.95 price. So it's not going to go up to $15 now. Every movie you buy after that, you're going to get... You will pay them direct movie pass directly, and they discount the movie ticket $2 to $5.
And then charge your card.
Mm-hmm. Which I wonder how that's going to work with places like some of the discount theaters in town,
right?
Where they charge $5 if you do it through MoviePass.
Well, they just charge $5 if it's a credit card, don't they?
No.
Oh, it's just MoviePass?
They do, yeah.
Technically, I don't think they're allowed to do that.
Exactly. So I wonder if they're going to get caught with that when people go, wait, I have to give you more money than if I handed you my regular credit card?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they're allowed to do that, like, say, oh, these cards have to pay more. Because I don't know what kind of law that breaks, but I imagine there's one or two or more.
I have to admit, I only use MoviePass once a month, as long as it paid for itself. It was our theater. It's expensive.
Yeah.
It was cheap enough to, you know, because they're the only theater, so they have no competition. They jack the price up. So this was good enough.
Yeah, it worked. But... With the whole gray area on what movies they'll actually let you get, I'm still okay with not having it anymore.
Yeah.
Even though it's still only $10.
True.
They announced those changes after I canceled it, though. So.
So if you want to sign up, you're going to have to sign up under a different email address.
Yes. If you canceled and you want to have more service, just use a different email address. Mm-hmm. Pro tip. Supposedly. I have not tested this, but...
Well, that's how they, if you ever change to their annual plan, that is literally what they told you. They told you how to get around their system.
Yay, limitations in their own system.
Yeah.
Yay.
I have no opinion.
Oh, yeah, there's MoviePass. I'm expecting more changes, to be honest. They're also discontinuing the $8 plan.
Mm-hmm.
You have to opt in to the new one. Otherwise, you just get canceled, I guess.
Yes.
And then annual plans aren't affected.
Yeah, annual, quarterly.
If you were annual before the announced changes. Mm-hmm. If you became annual during it, I imagine they probably still apply to you.
Well, that'd be as of now.
As of now, yeah.
Because everything takes effect and you have to opt into it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything counts in small amounts.
Ooh.
So, more movie pass. Yay, movie pass. And we'll put their official announcement in the show notes and all that.
A link to it, at least. Not the whole thing. We're not going to paste the whole thing in there.
No. Just a link to it.
All right.
So everything's links.
It seems like the... If you're in, like, a city, a smaller city, where, you know, you only have AMC and, like, the cheap theater, the AMC seems, like, okay.
The Stubbs?
Yeah.
No, well, I mean...
The Plus, I think it's still $10 more, though, right?
It is $20.
It's $20, and you get three movies, right?
You get three movies a week.
Ah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, it's looking a little better.
And they don't make it to where you can't see the same movie, like... You can see the same movie more than once.
You can see the same movie three times in the same week.
Or, you know...
If you want to.
12 times for the whole month if you really wanted to.
Exactly. You can... What's the other stuff? You also can watch IMAX and Big D and
3D.
And 3D.
There's no, like, blacklisting on anything.
The only blacklisting they have is 4D and...
Oh, I didn't know they blacklisted 4D.
Yeah, they blacklisted 4D. They blacklisted special events. So, like, when I went to Solo and I got, like, the double feature. Oh, they blacklisted double features?
Yeah, that makes sense.
They did those. So any of these, like, super Star Wars events or anything like that, you're not going to be able to use on it. Basically, if it costs more than the IMAX standard 3D, you know, we're talking probably like a $20 ticket in the first place.
Yeah.
If it costs more than that, they're probably going to bounce you out of it.
Yeah.
Or it's probably blacklisted. Because a lot of these specialty ones are more expensive.
I wonder if the blacklisting would be up to the individual theater or if it's just at the corporate level.
It's on their corporate website in their small print. I actually looked through all of it.
It's in the small print, but I'm wondering, like, I wonder if the local theater could override it if they wanted to.
If AMC did it right, and it should be in the computer system, and because it's AMC's specialty card for their own theater,
mm-hmm.
it should be an absolute, you know, you have this card.
Black and white.
Yeah. You have this card. Because you're running the card, we can tell you yes or no. That's the other thing, is you don't even need the card. You could just do everything. Actually, I don't even think they have a card now to think about it. I think you just have, like, your website has access.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Well, technically, they can let anybody they want into a theater, so...
True. Okay, there's that. There's that side. I'm talking about the app buying the ticket. Or going up to the register and saying, I want to buy that ticket right there. They may be unable to give you that ticket under that plan. They probably could give you that ticket under other human error.
Or they could say, hey, buddy, go ahead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Oh. Are we going to talk about Fortnite?
We are. We're talking about Fortnite.
Oh, man. This surprised me. So what we're going to talk about now is Fortnite is ditching the Android Play Store and is going to release it direct to players.
Yes.
And that's just super sketchy.
No.
No, like, the process of them doing it is not sketchy, but it basically teaches people that, oh, I can install stuff without the Google Play Store. So I can just look anywhere I want for an APK and just download it and install it. I can get my games for free now.
Well, you've been able to, and a lot of people have been able to do that.
I know, but a lot of people don't know that. And a lot of them are, like, virus ridden.
True. And that's the thing, is that a lot of people actually raged against this
idea. Yeah, no, I think I'm one of them. I don't think it's a smart idea.
The only reason I'm against this is, especially where Android got hit for the Play Store and everything.
Yeah.
For the European Union, they so I kind of expected this. This is not, and I expect a lot of people to actually be doing this. What I'm not looking forward to is, I remember back in the day before app stores, You went to some random website and download and hunted down some random tool to install on your computer with the hopes that it wasn't sketchy.
Yeah.
Because even like downloads.com right now is still, there's so much ad and bloatware you get.
With you get like five download buttons and you don't know which one is which.
Yeah. No, not just.
And even with an ad blocker, some sneak in.
And it's harder on your phone and all that. So you have to do to get ad blockers on your phone requires a lot more work.
Oh, you mean on the phone?
Yeah.
On your phone. No.
So like I said, we're going through this and there's a lot of stuff. And I've installed like the Amazon marketplace through an APK. Because they have the Amazon offers a direct app store and everything, which is really good, especially when Amazon and Google are having lots of headbutting.
They still are.
At one point in time, you could not get Amazon Video through the Play Store. You had to get through Amazon Specialty App Store app, which means you had to install it through their an APK through Amazon directly. So there, you know, there you could download some of these from trusted places, but their argument isn't all the other stuff. Their argument is Google takes 30% of profit off the top, and they said that is a tax that is not worth it. And honestly, for Fortnite, I'm surprised they're not just whatever.
I don't know. I think the iOS store set that standard.
Precedent.
Them taking 30% because I think they
do
the same thing.
Does iOS do the same thing? So it's interesting that they just...
copied?
Well, no, it's interesting that they just went, okay, we're okay with that with Apple. Because, okay, on
Apple, they can't... you can't install it third party.
Not easily, at least?
No, you have to jailbreak it, which is much harder than just enabling third party APK downloads.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Where Android is much more open.
I think there are other you're going to get Mac OS results typing that in.
Oh. I should do iOS.
Yeah, iOS. And the only reason why they're not like it is interesting that they're okay with Apple doing it but not with Android. And I think the only reason why they're doing it with Android is because they can. And what this means is Android is probably going to lock it down to where you can't install third-party APKs.
No, they can't.
Why?
Because the European Union issue.
What if you can have it be downloadable from the App Store?
Why? You can't force everyone to have the App Store installed.
That's true.
What about Apple? Why are they exempt?
Because who makes Google's hardware?
This came up
hardware?
Last time. I don't remember.
It did. Who makes Google's hardware?
Everybody.
Who makes Apple's hardware?
Apple.
So Google says for you to install our OS on it, you have to have A, B, and C, which you have to have Chrome, you have to have the Google App Store, you have to have all the stuff. Apple, they don't need to tell anybody. They're just following their own inside stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same reason why Microsoft got nailed in Europe over forcing Internet Explorer to be installed on all Windows.
And that's why Mac didn't get...
I think that's a sketchy argument. I think
it is. I mean, you're...
At the root level, you've got a hardware and you've got software, and your phone comes with a certain software all the time. And if you're going to argue that you've got a monopoly of some sort, then A, you can't be able to install other software on there. And B, you have to lock down so that nobody can possibly install other things,
but that's not
the case.
Android is
for anything
open.
But Apple.
Yeah, but Android is, and BlackBerry too.
Yeah.
They still exist, barely, but they still exist. But Android, they are very, you know, open. You can do all these things with it, and they won't allow a lot of other people to install their app stores on it. There was a super argument with Android, or no, with Amazon for the longest time. And Amazon was finally able to get theirs, but it's still, you know, like everyone has their own browser, or so many people have their own browsers, so many people have their own app stores. That's why a lot of phone providers' app stores are not installed on your phone because, and that's the other thing I'm not looking forward to. I don't want
bloatware.
I don't want a T-Mobile
garbage
app store.
Installed by default that you can't disable.
I hated the Verizon one.
Samsung has one. Samsung has an app store.
That they install by default. Samsung,
yeah.
But would Samsung not install the Google one if they could get away with it?
Probably.
I imagine and so.
Google is saying if you want to use Google, you have to do it.
And I think that's reasonable. I don't know. I don't see a problem with that.
I think they mostly went with this because of what they did with Windows in the past. This is the same argument. Windows lost.
I never bought that argument either.
I'm not saying you don't. I'm saying that's probably why they did it.
I get it. And the whole Internet Explorer, like, it would be a valid argument if you couldn't install, like, if you installed Chrome on your PC,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden, like, it wouldn't work. Like, it's like, oh, this is Chrome, and boom, it just doesn't work.
I don't know. Edge pisses me.
They disable it.
But, yes, you can. And you can download all that stuff on your Android and all that, but it's the idea that you cannot uninstall Chrome or you cannot uninstall IE. This is basically bloatware. This is the OS is bloatware, a permanent bloatware.
Well, yeah. And there's tons of that on any phone that I've ever gotten because I always buy them from the phone vendors. But, yeah. I mean,
it's hard not to get that
Facebook
bloatware.
Facebook Messenger. Never use it. Can't uninstall it.
That sucks, actually.
On my Samsung Galaxy.
Because of how much space. That's the other thing I'm liking that Facebook did. Is one of them, at least in the US, there's a lot of other apps out there that do this, is Facebook and the chat they're just huge apps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They came out with the light version.
Well, so you can uninstall the updates.
Yeah.
And you can disable it, but you cannot get rid of it.
I'm surprised they installed Facebook by default.
And that's the same thing. AT&T Mobile Security, AT&T Call Protect. Some of them, I'm sure, are needed for, like, phone stuff.
The Call Protect's not needed, but it's definitely nice. It protects you from spam calls.
But, like...
Just saying.
Yeah, no, right. But there's so much stuff. Like, Facebook, not even the app, but just the Facebook app. Not the Messenger, just Facebook. Can't uninstall it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's just a lot of just stuff that you just, it's just crap that you don't need, don't want, never asked for, and you just get that stuff.
Oh, I guess you can install it if it's an enterprise app.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I was like, I found a way to get stuff installed on iOS.
It's kind of weird, though.
It's a lot of work. It's like putting your phone, your Android in developer mode, though.
Yeah.
Which is, and that's the other thing that's kind of weird is like how much power you can get from Android without being like a full-on admin over your phone.
Yeah.
And even then, there is still another level of even more admin.
Yeah.
You activate developer mode.
Yeah. And there's another one if you root it too.
Well, there's that, yeah.
But rooting it, you have to, that's a whole other argument that I don't want to get into it then. So,
I have
we're
developer
gonna stop
mode
there.
Online. I have developer what? Mode on mine.
Are you
it's
talking
totally
about how I think rooting's dumb because there's
no and I agree.
Verify the
I understand your argument, and for the most part I probably agree, but it is still nice to be able to read it, and I said I didn't want to get into this.
Hey, no, I'm all okay with rooting the phone if that's what you choose to do, but if you root phone and then have, like, you know, log into your financial institutions, you're just asking for problems. That's all I'm saying. You root your phone, you know that your phone is now insecure no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Your phone is probably insecure anyways. There's always holes and stuff like that. I think it's worse if you root it.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that rooting usually takes advantage of the security holes in the first place.
Right, right.
Which you could argue helps patch them by them discovering it, and it does. But you could also argue that patching or taking advantage of them, the root could theoretically cover over it at the end of it. Like, they take advantage of it and then they patch it, but I don't think most of them do that.
You just don't know what's in there. And
I agree.
There's no way to know.
The only way to know would be to disassemble it, and then nobody's got time for that.
Yeah, well, and I mean, it's the same way with any piece of software you get. There's some sort of trust that you have to have for the people that are giving you the software. So...
What are you looking at?
So, some guy is trying to walk...
No, not trying. Did.
No, he did. Sorry. The path from Fallout 4 from, what is it, Diamond City to Sanctuary?
From Sanctuary to Diamond City.
Well, whatever. Yeah. So that's like Boston to Concord. which is about, what did it say, like 20 miles? Took about 8 hours. And he hit some of the highlights along the way. Takes much less time in the game.
Yes.
But I suppose that's out of physical necessity.
Just like how in, I don't remember the name of that racing game. There is a racing game that was basically supposed to be the whole U.S. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the name of it. Anyways, to drive from New York to Salt Lake City, it took like 20, 30 minutes, but like going 60 miles an hour, it still took a while.
Europeans are like, wow, this is so accurate.
Right? And yeah, anyways.
I've been looking
The Crew. It's called The Crew. I'm done now.
Fallout 3 disc, because I've been wanting to play Fallout 3 lately. I think of the Fallout games, 3 is my favorite. Like, I was super excited for 4, and I'm really excited for the new one that's coming out this is it 76?
Fallout 76.
Like, I'm super excited for it, and I've been thinking about taking vacation days just to play it.
Even, did you do even that with the last online. One?
No, I didn't.
No.
I historically haven't taken days off work to play video games.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Not for this game, but for other games.
But I think so far, 3 is my favorite. And Tactics is my absolute least favorite.
I've heard that a lot of people like New Vegas.
New Vegas was fun.
Yeah.
I think 3 was better.
That's their favorite.
It's usually some people who liked New Vegas didn't like 3 and vice versa.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know anything about the games, but that's just games.
You could build more weapons and do more tweaking in New Vegas. Wow.
No. I think, I guess it was just different. There was different mods and stuff, but the thing that got me is that, like, the best weapon in the game, not damage-wise, but just for survivability, was taken out of after 3, and that was the dart gun.
I see that.
Because that's how you survive Death Claws at low level. You cripple the Death Claws legs and then run away. You don't even have to run away, though. You could just like wander around and waste all your ammo on it if you want. But yeah. Otherwise, you have to spend like tons and tons of mines. But if you go find a dart gun spec, the items are usually really easy to find, and you can have a dart gun, and Death Claws are much less of a problem.
Huh. Interesting.
Pew, pew,
yeah,
pew.
That's like, and actually, there's
is it like the pistol in Halo type of thing?
Yeah.
Before they nerfed it?
Yeah, or the knife in Call of Duty.
So,
oh my gosh, that knife.
In Fallout 3, you found a schematic for an item that you could make, and it was actually possible to get, usually it was just 3, so each time you got a second and a third schematic for something, it just made it better, so you'd make it with more durability.
Yeah, you basically got more detail to the schematic, right?
Kind of. Right, right.
So probably the idea.
Usually when you make it, it'd be like half broke when you got it, and then you'd have to make a couple and then repair it.
Because, you know, the schematics are damaged when you get them.
Right. But if you get more, the first time you make it, it comes out better. And it's 3 was every other schematic. It was 3. But it turns out it's possible in Fallout 3 to get 4 schematics.
Oh.
Because there's a 10-pity city. You could buy it and then let the ghouls take over and then buy it again from a different shopkeeper. So.
That's fun.
And then there was 2 places in the world that you could find it. So.
Interesting. So along with Fallout 76.
It won't launch. What?
It will not come out on Steam.
Why? Because of the cut?
They're saying some of the stuff of like, it's better. They just want the control of it. They don't feel like Steam is doing as well. And
I guess that's fair, but like, I mean, WoW isn't on Steam, so.
Yeah, but they've got their own distribution that's pretty much Steam.
I mean, it's
the same idea.
I would actually argue it's probably better.
Well,
it's more streamlined. It's more
well, yeah,
modern
because
looking.
they
doesn't
they
run control, on IE.
They can control all their content, so they can handle it better.
I don't like Steam that much because it runs on IE. It runs IE in the background.
Huh. Interesting.
Well, who cares?
It doesn't. I don't like IE. Anyways, doesn't matter.
You mean they haven't upgraded to Edge yet?
Well, they might use Edge now.
Yeah. Meh. But yeah, so.
That's fun.
But yeah, I'm trying not to look at anything related to the new Fallout because, I mean, I'm already bought on it, so I've been trying to kind of avoid.
Do you want to have a crystal clear view?
Have you bought it yet?
No.
Okay, remember, go to Amazon at least before it comes out, because that saves you 20% right there.
Oh, really? Maybe yeah. I should go get it tonight.
Well, I don't know. You are up $7.
Yeah, $7. I should double check. I'll double check it right now. And then you'll know exactly when this was recorded if you care to cross-reference the price of...
I don't know if anybody can hear this.
Yeah, you see in this all the spikiness.
Oh, my gosh. Stop. Oh, man.
Drum roll.
7.25. So I'm up $7.90 just for that. Plus, because I signed up for Robinhood from a friend's link, I got a free Zynga.
Wasn't mine.
Yeah, it wasn't, because someone else offered it to me first, and I respect that social contract.
It was a year later, though.
So?
All right. I'm actually surprised you remembered. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have.
Anyways, I put $100 into the app, and I now have $111.79.
Cha-ching!
Good night.
Huh?
Oh, I see. Okay. So, Fallout 76 comes out in November. The beta comes out in October.
So, you're thinking it came out in October?
No.
I don't know. You actually confused. I know I'm confused.
Fallout 76.
Yes.
Comes out in November.
Yes.
This year.
Yes.
2018.
Yes.
The beta.
Yes. I know.
It comes available out in this year, 2018.
What was your epiphany, though?
October.
You were just like, oh.
Oh, I was thinking it came out in September, the beta, not the October.
Oh, okay. Okay. Glad we got that settled.
It kind of sucks that it's like a month. Another thing, if you can pre-order the game at any point, you get a code and you can get into the beta the whole month early.
Again, not going to do the beta either.
Well, if you pre-order, you can. I'm planning on doing the beta because you actually find out all sorts of stuff and you help them make it, the game, better. Like I did that with ESO. It was a lot of fun.
You know, they have people test it before they release it.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
QA. That's always fun.
Nobody does that in the real world.
Yeah, we've seen firsthand evidence of that. I'm sorry. I'm going to move on now.
I like QAing things. QAing is fun.
You don't do much QA anymore.
Shh.
All right. So there's Fallout.
Yeah.
Woo. I'm probably not going to get it.
Oh.
I don't really like Fallout that much, though.
But we can play together.
I probably won't see Ted for a good
couple months. You'll see him.
You'll
pass by him when he's on the computer.
Yeah.
Oh, the podcast room is going to be all, you know, Fallout.
All Fallout.
I'll just stay in the podcast.
You're
going
to repaint the room?
Oh, yeah.
Fallout colors?
No.
Put a big decal on the left wall, I guess? Your right wall?
Anthony, stage left wall.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think it can ever cover up the Batman.
The Batman?
The Batman.
The Batman.
So I feel like you kind of wanted to start this segment, this today's show off with the Snake River Fandom Con. Excuse me.
Oh, my bad.
They don't want to get sued.
I don't think they could get sued because we call it the wrong thing.
True.
But we should probably call it the right thing.
We'll call them the right thing.
That way it doesn't confuse people when they try to find it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I found out I'm signed up for a programming convention on the same weekend. So I will be out for most of it. I'll be here for like maybe part of Saturday and probably all of Sunday.
Which is good for the Sunday.
Yeah.
Because it's been...
Indeed.
...told. We have been informed that we are doing a live podcast recording.
Oh, it's going to be live?
Live. In front of all the people that want to watch us.
The recording's live, but it won't be live.
We're not
going to
live stream it?
I don't know. Depending on how things go.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a quick setup and teardown. If we could figure out something between now and
just make sure you don't make the same mistake you made last year.
What's that?
You had microphone problems last year.
Oh, yeah. There was one microphone.
Did your microphone die or something?
Oh, no. This is one of the interviews we had. That's why we had the Salt Lake... Green Arrow back on. Salt Lake City Green Arrow.
I wasn't around for that, so.
Yeah, he, what was it? He assumed that he was connected properly, and he wasn't?
Well, I assumed that the thing was on, and then the crew came around and was like, oh, we turned it on for you. I'm like, okay.
This is why you have a backup solution.
Well,
this is why you always see those millions of microphones.
Yeah, well, we're going to be setting up our own stuff. I was informed we are setting up our own stuff. I have a few minutes to set up, and then we go, and then a few minutes to tear down so we can get out of the next person's way. But if you show up to Snake River Fandom Con, because Snake River Fandom Con is going on 28th through the 30th here in Pocatello, Idaho, at the Mountain View Event Center. You can get your tickets at srfandomcon.com for Snake River.
Snake River Fandom Con.
Or click the link in the show notes.
Or you can do that.
And they also have a Patreon, too, so which helps support and make decisions. And you get all sorts of information that way, too. But you can, if you show up on the 30th, well, you show up before, you can still, there's tons of stuff to do. But on the 30th, specifically, at 3 p.m., you can come watch us, and you can ask us questions, or you can listen to it later, and you could always call in or early, and we'll answer your questions, or send us emails.
And we'll ask questions of the people.
Yes. We can always ask you questions.
And you said that they were planning on having us outside for our...
We'll figure that. We're going to be on the main stage, I believe.
Wherever but that will be.
The setup is still kind of being decided, so...
It should be interesting. I'm curious to see how it'll play out, because they had previously done it across the three different venues, and now they're just doing the one.
Correct.
So,
people were confused about the three venues, and I understand that. I felt like it was pretty good. I enjoyed it, like going between the three venues,
and each venue had like a different vibe going on, which was nice. And
one was more like wizards and Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. One was more about the costumes.
Yeah, so I don't. I can see why people would be frustrated if they didn't realize that there was more going on other places and they missed out. But I also feel that it's kind of on the convention goer to research and look things up and figure it out, ask questions, things like that. So.
Real quick, Bill, what's the schedule for the fandom? Like, when does it start and end? Like, I know the date, like the day, but like, do they have a time schedule?
I do not believe there's a schedule yet.
Okay. When is it usually?
But also the Thursday night is, what is it, the 28th? I think that's a Friday, isn't it?
Sure.
Which means September. Think... Yes, that's Friday. So the 27th at night, if you buy VIP tickets, you can have a dinner with everybody, because that's lots of fun.
Last year, Anna and I attended the dinner. We sat in at a table in the back, and many of the people that we ended up interviewing came and sat with us. So it was Katrine and Crit, and help me out here, Anna.
And Russ Adams.
Russ Adams, and then Worky sat with us as well. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was just a good old time, because they were like good friends. So there was a lot of interesting conversations, and we were kind of a fly on the wall there. So I would highly suggest, if you have the scratch, to fork out for some VIP tickets and attend the dinner, because it was definitely just an amazing experience that you're not going to get elsewhere. And even if you don't know the guests, because we really didn't. It was still pretty amazing.
There is a schedule.
I'll look at it later.
In general, so that's my take on the situation.
Yeah. So a lot of the stuff. So there, even though there's the Thursday night, Friday at basically 3 o'clock p.m. is when the entire thing starts.
On Friday.
Friday.
And then on Saturday, it starts at 10 a.m.?
10 a.m.
It's a good thing you said p.m. because I was going to show up at 3 a.m.
We got to be... Got to be specific for those 24-hour people.
Very Pacific.
Pacific.
Well, there's always the people who come out of their, when you get a hotel, they come out of the hotel room, they wander down the hall, and they're like, what time is it? Like, it's like 1 o'clock at night, and you're like, I couldn't sleep, so I was wandering, but I was okay. And you're like, it's 1 o'clock. They're like, AM or PM? Like, the sun's not up, so I'm going to pretty much assume you know that one.
If you're in the hall, though, you don't know whether the sun's up.
True.
Do you ever anybody ask what year it was?
I do that sometimes. I just, like, Barge. Run up to a gas station, run in, and be like, what year is it? And they'll be like, tell me what year it is!
1999.
And I'll be like, oh, I made it back. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, that was a good story I just told.
It was.
It was.
It was very exciting.
But yeah, there's all sorts of fun. There's going to be lots of people. We're going to be interviewing people. They're setting up a few things. But yes, we enjoyed it last year. We recommend it.
Hopefully it's fun. I haven't been to it before.
You'll have fun.
Yeah, we'll see.
Get to hang out with Anna, I guess.
Yeah, and
Ted will be there on the last day.
It looks like there's probably additional guests that weren't here last year.
Correct. They have switched up a few guests.
So there's actually a lot more people to meet as far as guests at the Fandom Con.
Yeah. No, this actually, even though they're getting it down to one, this actually seems like a lot of fun. And there's even open games. There's a big old gaming section, a video game room, tabletop games area. A couple of them, there's going to be special certain games going on at these times. Sometimes it'll be open gaming areas. Looks like they're going to have a Dragon Ball FighterZ tournament. Oh, yeah.
That should be entertaining.
Super Smash Bros. 4 tournament.
We have someone at work that's just really into those fighter games, like competitive fighter games.
Do we?
Yeah.
We'll have to tell them about it and get them to come.
His name is Clinton.
Oh, it's him. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, he'll enjoy the Street Fighter and the Tekken 7 ones then.
He actually was talking about how he spent the weekend watching Super Smash Brothers or Street Fighter or something competition. Tournament that, like this weekend that they... So...
There's a Nerf gun war.
Just don't shoot me in the face.
At the Grand Pavilion.
Just don't shoot me in the face.
Oh, did you find a schedule?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did. That's what I was telling Anthony. I was like, hey, I found it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. There's a Nerf gun war. I'm going to have to get all my Nerf guns from work now.
I imagine they provide their own Nerf guns.
Maybe. You don't know. I'm bringing my Nerf guns. Those things got some kick.
Yeah, that's why I'm assuming they'll provide their own Nerf guns.
Okay, maybe they don't got the super good kick, but they got definitely some distance shooting. Or I get some other coworkers stuff where it could, good.
The guest panels were a lot of fun, but I know Ted and I, we also went to one of the simulation game things.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. That was...
What was that?
It was fun. It was
like paranoia or something. No, it was... Something to do with a spaceship and cultists in space and stuff.
Paranoia?
No, I don't think it was called paranoia.
I was going to say there's paranoia. There's a thing there.
Cultist in space.
There's something like that, but like they handed out different roles for different people, and then you had to interact with all the people. And after each round, you also earned money. You can purchase like certain things, and that could help you advance in the game.
Yeah, and you and your people of your tribe, which you didn't know who they were, had common goals to complete, but you didn't want to just come out and say like what group you were with, because some people's goals was to like kill people from other groups and stuff. So you had to be careful. And then like some people's like winning by, you know, bombing something or something like that. Yeah, it's just a lot of fun all together.
Yeah, lots of fun. There's all sorts of stuff to do.
Yeah, should be exciting.
It's not the huge con, I'll admit, but it's still lots of fun.
Well, you can actually get to this one.
Yeah.
The other one, even if you drove to it, you wouldn't be able to get in.
Depending, yeah. You know, actually, if you can even get a ticket.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
they just out oversell, and then they, you know, get yelled at by, you know, fire code. You stand in line for like a day, and then you hope to go watch a TV show or a commercial.
That'll be out on the internet in 30 seconds right after.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's so exciting. They're going for the experience, Bill. Come on. They can...
Go ahead.
I want to go to San Diego Comic-Con or somewhere that Steven Universe is going to be, because... Or Rebecca Sugar or, you know, Estella or, you know, any of those people, because...
Estella?
I think her name is Estelle, the lady who plays Garnet.
Artois? No? Okay.
But they do a lot of cons, and... I'm kind of getting too into Steven Universe, maybe.
That'll happen.
You might have a small case of obsession.
Anna has something to say.
It's a really good series. And actually, it does have a really good soundtrack, too. Ooh. And
she says that because I've been listening to it in the morning lately.
He does go take a shower and play it on the stereo, or what would you call it?
That's a speaker. It's my Bluetooth speaker hooked up to my Kindle Fire. Although my Kindle Fire's been doing this really annoying thing where it stops playing and then says, you're not connected to the Wi-Fi, except it's downloading the songs from the Wi-Fi. I don't know. It lost
connection for half a second.
No, because it was still streaming it, and then after the song was over, it just wouldn't stream the next one. I don't know what's going on. Anyways.
So we're going to talk about
Echo skill.
You know, that's one of the trigger words, right?
It depends on who set up what.
Computers also is trigger word.
Echo skill? Or
computer. What? How are you today?
Well, that was a long stall.
I did not have anything queued up. I'm sorry.
Computer, do the things I demand you to do.
You're supposed to say, okay, Google, set an alarm for 5 p.m.
Beep, beep. All right. So, there's new...
Hold up.
What?
Hey, Google, cancel the alarm that you just set. Okay, we're good.
Okay.
Dude, you may have just canceled all of their alarms.
Yeah, that may have...
There is a cancel all alarm option, too.
Yeah, I didn't say that. Maybe they had alarms they wanted.
No, that's why I said the last alarm you just set. Google is usually smart enough to figure that out.
Not in my experience.
Well,
I got the Google Assistant, and it's pretty dumb. But it will play Mad Libs with you. If you wanted to play Mad Lib, just tell Google get the Google Assistant and tell it you want to play Mad Libs.
All right. Bill, what is this new skill you wanted to talk about?
On your Echoes, your Amazon Assistants, or your Madame A, whatever.
Or your Spots or whatever.
Spots and Dots and things.
And the shows and...
More Dots.
So people end up getting, you know, protect their house when they're away from people breaking in. They do stuff like get signs of beware of dog when they don't even have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, when you leave the house, your Echo can start having conversations. And so if somebody wanders up to your house and they hear people talking inside.
That's not creepy at all.
No.
Holy crap.
What if it thought
maybe
you
that's
left?
Why the mechanical laughter was a thing.
They were testing out that feature.
Yeah. What were you saying?
Oh, I was just thinking that you know, if you left but your kids were left behind.
I know.
And then they're going to be like terrified because the Google just started talking to itself.
No, this is an Alexa.
Alexa, sorry. See, I didn't even say it. Now I just said it.
I know. How can
I can figure it out? I'm sorry.
I'm gonna have to start going back. Like Ted brought up, and just
told
like,
you what to do.
To just like say like Madam A, like just put it over every time you guys say the keyword.
I will even say it derpy for you, so that you've got it, and it will be an obvious edit. All you have to do is mark when I say stupid stuff. You could even like put it in if I swear. You could just like block it over, just make it say Madam A instead of
that mother Madam A.
Or if I like swear a lot, it'll be like Madam A.
Gonna make some sick beats.
Maybe I'll actually finally make it like a song intro from it or something. I don't know.
All right, so this skill, will it just automatically trigger, or do you have to tell it to come on?
You have to. Well, you're going to have to set your phone so or whatever device you have is at home or things like that. So there's a lot more. There is a lot more.
Oh, yeah, you might be able to do a routine around this, actually. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
You can set routines. I'm sure you can tell it to do it. Plus, it's better than the cardboard cutouts of dogs that stare out your window.
Those are things?
Yeah, those are. Like, you have these dogs. You just set a dog in your window. It looks like it's just staring out at you. Just sitting there in the window.
Huh.
They're quite entertaining, actually.
Are they?
Yes.
Do the eyes watch you?
No.
No.
But, yeah, well.
It's a cardboard dog.
Hey, they have pictures that will watch you.
All right.
Or the
okay, the eyes.
Or the holograms are set, like, the eyes are holograms, and they're set up such a way that no matter where you're looking at, it looks like it's following you.
So, these eyes will follow you no more than normal eyes on a picture follow you. You know how you, like, move it around, looks like it's looking at you?
Yeah.
Never even moved. Not like your thing, but just, like, normal photos.
Yeah. Okay.
They're goofy. They're funny.
You should maybe put that in the show notes? A picture of that?
Yeah. I'm going to have to hunt it down now.
Because I'm curious what it is, too.
All right. Well, while I hunt that down, let's wrap up the show with Flamest Last Words.
The Flamest Last Words?
The Flamest Last Words.
Words are so flamey.
Anthony.
To be clear, that's Ted doing that.
It's fire. Go ahead. Just talk over it. Come on. They're flaming last words. Say your flaming last words.
Anna, what's your flaming last words?
Come to see us at the Fandom Con live.
Oh, it's so derpy.
These aren't even them.
Oh, well, they're still so derpy. Actually, no, these are real dogs.
Some of them are.
Join us next week where we'll Scooby-Doo. Do Google image searches, talk about them, and not let you see them.
Is that a dinosaur?
I don't know.
On the left in the middle?
We're just going to search things.
All right. Oh, you're close to it. Oh, no.
Oh, I moved away.
No, it's on that row. It's on the top
Ted,
left.
What's your famous last words?
That was my famous last
right there,
words.
That.
Famous
but
last words.
But apparently we're not ending the show. We're just going to keep going. Google something else and we'll look at that and tell our customers. I guess
listeners.
Our customers. Our listeners.
Some, well, we have a few customers now.
Beloved listeners.
Beloved listeners.
Patrons.
We have some patrons. We got some people who
who won't and they don't stop.